Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Major League Baseball says it is investigating reports first published by Radar Online that A-Rod was present at secretive poker games in California, including one where cocaine was openly used and a fight nearly broke out when one of the players refused to pay after losing more than $500,000. Some of these roving games around Beverly Hills allegedly included stars like Tobey Maguire. But what's wrong with Alex Rodriguez potentially palling around with Spider-Man? Baseball has specifically told A-Rod to stay away from poker. It happened more than 5 years ago when he was first connected to gambling. No one is alleging that A-Rod bet on baseball, an act that earned Pete Rose a lifetime suspension. But the league feels contact with gamblers is a slippery slope.
There is John Berman from ABC commenting on Alex Rodriguez's interest in high-stakes poker, which could get him suspended from the Yankees. Sports talk, including A-Rod's poker flap, number 10, on this week's countdown as we begin to go from number 10 to number 1. We do it every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the top 10 in talk radio as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine and the staff at Steffen Multimedia. And this week, Alex Rodriguez and his problem at number 10.
Number 9.
The decades-old D.B. Cooper case, number 9. My God, people need to get a life. Talk host Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire talked to a former FBI agent Brad Garrett about the new information.
I saw you on TV yesterday. I saw you keep a complete straight face while you were talking about this. I mean, with us, you can be you, but I know on TV you got to play it 100% straight here. Like, who's thought about this story for years, and it kind of pops up like annual flowers. It just comes back every once in a while, and nothing gets settled.
Now, and there have been a number, obviously, in 40 years, the agents have worked a number of other people that have fit a profile much similar to this quote-unquote L.D. Cooper. Now, her story has merit if you can take it into the second inning of the game. In other words, there when D.B. Cooper jumped out of the plane, he had on a clip-on tie, and he pulled it off, and it was left in the plane. In 2007, the Bureau extracted DNA from that tie. This Marla Cooper, who's claiming her uncle is D.B. Cooper, provided apparently a tar strap that hopefully the Bureau can pull DNA off of. So we'll see if that, and there were a number of fingerprints taken out of the plane, see if they can match it up. And if that's the case, then maybe you've got something here. But if not, this fits another of the many long list of people that claim to be D.B. Cooper.
Well, this has been going on for 40 years. Could you have, I mean, it occurs to me that the FBI was so hell-bent on trying to figure out a way to solve this thing. Somebody could literally enter the FBI in 1971 and say, okay, you're assigned to the D.B. Cooper case. They could retire from the FBI and really not have ever developed a lead or gotten anything important on the case. Could that have happened?
Well, it probably did happen. I think these type of cases tend to generate a lot of leads, and most of them are worth nothing, but you have to look into them. So I suspect over the years, I mean, even what's publicly reported. In fact, there's a new book, the guy they had on with me yesterday.
Ronald Kessler.
No, it wasn't Kessler. It was another guy who's written a book on D.B. On that whole case.
Okay.
And he apparently had access. The FBI gave him access to their files. And so I think he probably talks about, I've not looked at the book, but I think he talks about all these various scenarios and characters that the FBI has basically eliminated over the years.
When you got to the Bureau, did they give you a pep talk about J. Edgar Hoover and all this rah-rah stuff?
No, because it was just it was enough years beyond that. We didn't get rah-rahed by about anybody.
Coming up on the countdown, Jerry Lewis is out of the telethon, plus the latest on the FAA shutdown and the trial of Hosni Mubarak. That's up next on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the Savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself.
At the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania!
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client please while supplies last.
Talk radio in review. Number 8 on the countdown this week involves Jerry Lewis and the yearly Labor Day telethon. Host Barry Young and Michael Larson talked about Jerry's decision to retire after this year and the MDA chairman of the board's response, which was to take him out right away.
As much as I, you know, didn't really believe in the telethon and believe that if we're going to do a telethon like that over the Labor Day weekend, there are things, you know, breast cancer kills more people. And hurts more people and incapacitates more families than muscular dystrophy. Still, it's a bad disease, and this is what he believed in, Jerry Lewis. And he took the telethon, and he worked hard and loyal for a long period of time, and he's had some health problems, and he turned 85. He's 85 now. And after all that time, he made the announcement, "I'm going to have to give up the telethon, because, you know, I'm getting old, and I'm going to give up the telethon." And I think he knew they need to bring hip people in and all that. Well, the Muscular Dystrophy Association acted like a bunch of jackasses. So the head of this thing, his name is R. Rodney Howell, who is the head of the MDA Association. And just because of what I'm about to tell you, he's just a despicable individual. He went out and publicly announced, "Oh, yeah, he's quitting? Oh, he's fired."
He did.
He said they put out a terse statement. He's no longer with the telethon. He's no longer the chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. He did a great job, but he's out. Now, what Jerry Lewis is going to do is come on this year and tell everybody goodbye. Now he can't even come on as a guest because these people are acting like a bunch of jackasses. I mean, I've been treated better at bad radio stations. Because radio stations are famous for this. The guy on the air says, "You know, I've been given a great opportunity, like, for example, on a cruise ship. And while you're gone, they fire your ass. They empty your desk. They take your name off the internet. They it's like, Barry? Barry who? You know, Barry, he was there. Barry Young was there for 25 years.
Really?
Oh. You know, this is interesting.
Radio stations do that. They treated Jerry Lewis that way.
This is interesting because you are a businessman. And you know what? This is a business decision. And I don't think it was in a reflex to him saying, I'm going to retire this year or after this show. They just want somebody, you referred to it. They want somebody who is hip, not somebody who's likely to break a hip on stage.
Let the man come out and say goodbye.
Dear.
They did the same thing to Burt Parks. He did the Miss America pageant. He was loyal. He was great. And they come up one day and they said, yeah, but he's old. Get his ass out of here.
And look at how they recovered the program.
Who watches Miss America anymore? Who gives a flying crap? Nobody cares.
Number 7.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the FAA shutdown. Congress has reached a bipartisan compromise to end this two-week-old partial shutdown of the FAA that idled 74,000 federal employees and construction workers and cost the government about $30 million a day in uncollected airline ticket taxes.
Didn't I see you on the networks last night waving your arms and saying, please, please come back to work. We can't pay you, but please come back?
Yeah, right. You saw me. I was trying to persuade Congress to get off the beaches and out of their RVs and come back to these and put over 70,000 people to work. And I'm going to continue that today because 4,000 of our FAA employees are without a paycheck and over 70,000 construction workers aren't able to go to work right smack dab in the middle of the construction season.
And it's simply because, once again, Republicans and Democrats can't see eye to eye on anything. And isn't this over some kind of a little piddling, paltry $16 million a month at some small airport to use? And here it's costing us $30 million a day? Is my math right?
Look, yeah, I mean, you're right, though. I mean, you've made the right point here. As a result of these furloughs of FAA employees, $1 billion in tax will not be collected unless Congress passes a bill that allows the FAA to go back to work in order to collect this tax. So for all politicians who are decrying debt and deficit, this is no way to fill the coffers up with tax dollars. $1 billion is not being collected. And for all the great speeches that politicians love to give around Washington about jobs, laying off 70,000 people is not the way to create jobs. These are people that need their jobs to make their house payments and car payments and take care of their families. This is not the way to treat American workers.
And there is something to be said about security. The air traffic controllers, they're still working and, I assume, being paid. But what about those 4,000 safety inspectors? Aren't they doing critical work, too?
They are, Bill, and they're doing it on their own credit cards. They are not being paid, and they're not being reimbursed. But they're such dedicated safety people that they're showing up at airports. They're doing their inspections. They're using their own credit cards to travel to airports to do these inspections. And this just simply is not fair. I don't know a congressman or a congresswoman that would be willing to do that or could do it. And they're asking hardworking federal employees to do it. But as important, Bill, these construction workers, this is their season. This is their bread and butter season. This is when they ought to be out there on these airport grounds doing these construction projects. These are American workers. And for all the grandiose talk about helping American workers and helping American jobs, Congress doesn't quite get it when it comes to all the, you know, they talk a good talk, but they sure don't know how to walk the walk.
So what's going to happen? You got Congress on taxpayer dime back home. Talking to the people, but they're not going to be back there till early September. Is there any chance that some system could be worked out, a phone poll or something, where we can get it resolved before they return?
Absolutely. And I've been talking to Senator Reid. Congress is starting to feel the pressure. There is a way that they could do this, and we're going to keep the pressure on today so that they will come back and do what's right for the American workers, do what's right for hardworking people who need a paycheck, and pass a bill that allows them to go back to work.
Coming up, we shift the focus to Egypt and Iraq. The Middle East is up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number six on the countdown, the Middle East situation and the trial of Hosni Mubarak. Talk host Jane Foy here with CBS's Edward Yaranian about the beginning of the former Egyptian leader's trial as he's charged with corruption and ordering the killing of protesters during the uprising.
What are the formal charges, or have formal charges been made yet?
Well, it's kind of a laundry list. There are charges of corruption, including a gas deal with Israel, to the effect that the gas was overbilled to the government, and that money went into the pocket of a crony of the president. And also, the most serious charges were ordering the Interior Ministry troops to fire, or the police to fire on the demonstrators in Tahrir Square. That's obviously the charge which could lead to the death penalty. I don't think anyone here is expecting a death penalty for the former president, and he's also not in very good health anyway. So perhaps if this trial, you know, continues for weeks and weeks and weeks, he may die in the meantime.
We saw pictures yesterday of that cage that he was in, and it almost looked like he was reclining. I mean, he did not look well. But that cage is that whole idea of putting a defendant in a cage is very intimidating.
Well, I'm not sure how far back in Egyptian history that goes. It may very, very well go back to King Farouk's time, but the most sinister memories of the cage obviously was during the trials of Muslim Brotherhood figures back in the 80s and 90s and even this past decade. So a lot of people who were tried, especially the Islamic fundamentalists, they are rejoicing at the sight of former President Mubarak behind those bars.
Number five.
Number five on the countdown, situation in Iraq. Talk host Jim Scott here with Colonel Dean Smittle about getting immunity for the American forces that the Iraqi government wants to remain in their country.
We're finally got word on what the Iraqis want to do.
That's right, and that echoes newly appointed Secretary of Defense Liam Panetta's comments
He told the Iraqis last month when he was over there, damn it, you guys, just make up your mind. What do you want us to do? You want us to stay or go? And, of course, finally, Iraqis' political leaders gave the government okay yesterday for a continued U.S. force presence in the country, Jim.
Now, if the force is going to stay there, Mike Mullen, the admiral in charge, says they need what?
They need immunity from prosecution, and that would be a necessary component of that agreement to stay. The U.S. has offered to keep up to 10,000 troops in Iraq beyond the year's end deadline, and that contingent presence of U.S. force in Iraq is really a politically charged issue for the Iraqi government. They're sort of torn between war, very public, and security situation that has really deteriorated over the past year, Jim.
Before Washington cuts that Pentagon budget, pay attention to what they're doing in China.
Hey, the Chinese are on top of it here. China's carrier program is one aspect of China's military buildup that is being very closely watched by U.S. military intelligence officials. Satellite imagery looks at that carrier being constructed, designed similar to the Virag Soviet area carrier purchased by China, and they were going to use that as a floating casino. It has a jump-style takeoff ramp at the end of the ship.
And they said they were going to use it for a casino, right?
Yeah, and they did, and they turned around. They're going to make not only one, but several carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real concern to nations in the area, especially in the South China Sea area, where they feel China will use the carriers to really be a power broker in the Far East, Jim.
Remaining in Iraq, the fifth most talked about topic of the week in the countdown. Let's go back to the top. Major League Baseball and A-Rod's problems with poker, number 10. The D.B. Cooper case, number 9. Jerry Lewis and the MDA, number 8. Number 7, the FAA shutdown. Number 6, the Middle East situation. Number 5 is American forces remaining in Iraq. So that leaves 4, 3, 2, and 1. And they are up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Juniors, rock Macy's back to school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, Doug Steffen back with more from the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, the 5th of August. We're up to number 4, the killer heat wave. ABC's Ryan Owens reported from Texas this week on the triple-digit temperatures that many are seeing all across the South.
As you well know, down here in Texas, we know a little something about hot summers, but this one really is different. It was 109 here yesterday, supposed to be 108 today, and boy, our 7-day forecast will really make you sweat. More than half the U.S. population in 15 states is now sweating it out. In Arkansas, 115 unbearable degrees. In Memphis, 111. In 92-year-old Amy Johnson's bedroom in Dallas, temperatures of more than 106. The heat has gone from simply depressing to downright deadly. Calls to emergency rooms are pouring in, more than 100 dead nationwide. Just this week, two young football players in Georgia, DJ Searcy and Forrest Jones, died from heat exposure. 16-year-old Jones collapsed moments after practice.
Such a great kid.
Wednesday, it was 109 in Dallas. That's a new record. 107 in Oklahoma City, 103 in Little Rock. It's not just the eye-popping highs, but how long they've stuck around. Dallas has been in triple digits for 33 days in a row. So hot, there are now reports of air conditioners melting down. Utilities concerned about blackouts are asking customers to cut back. And Texas high school band practice is now happening in the hallway.
We got kids passing out because it's like 105 outside before we even come in at noon.
At this exotic animal park north of Dallas, they've resorted to spraying down the parrots. And these lemurs, they're now chilling on frozen towels.
And for obvious reasons, the low temperatures here don't grab the headlines like those eye-popping highs do, but the fact of the matter is it cooled down to all of 86 degrees overnight here in Dallas, and that does not give any of us a chance to cool down at all.
Number three.
We're up to number three in the countdown, the 2012 presidential race. Talk host Steve Scott here with Nicholas Confessori from the New York Times about the problems most of the Republican presidential candidates are having with raising money.
Nick, you're right in the Times that the GOP candidates are looking for money from people who donated to George W. Bush.
That's correct. The Bush bundlers were called Rangers and Pioneers, and they were people who bundled checks, which is to say, raised money on behalf of George Bush from their friends and family and business associates. And bundlers are at the heart of any modern campaign's high donor or high dollar donor network. George Bush built the single biggest and wealthiest and most generous network of bundlers in presidential history when he ran for president. And these guys are still kind of the gold standard for Republican fundraising. So lots of people from the current campaigns, lots of candidates are reaching out to these guys saying, hey, would you mind getting the band back together for me?
A lot of people have opinions of George W. Bush. Was he a particularly good fundraiser as candidates go?
He was an amazing fundraiser. He was extraordinary. In fact, he was so good at it and built such a tight network so quickly and early in the race in 1999 in his first race for president that he was able to do a lot of it very early. And he didn't have to even attend events himself. He would just, you know, have fundraisers on his behalf, and people would shower him with money. In 2004, when he ran against John Kerry, he raised so much money early that he stopped raising money in the spring of the election year to focus on campaigning, while John Kerry, the Democratic candidate, had to raise for months and months longer.
Why is it that the network of George W. Bush donors has seemingly melted away?
Well, the one major thing, I think, is that a lot of these guys have personal ties to George Bush, a personal relationship with him, and any candidate relationship with a large donor is fundamentally a personal one. And then on top of that, you have this issue that the big Republican donors are mostly on the sidelines. They aren't super enthused as a group about any one of the candidates, although each candidate has attracted a few of these, or a few dozen of these bundlers. Mitt Romney's attracted the most. But you have a donor class that's saying, well, you know, I'm not totally sure of any of these guys. I'm kind of curious to see how the race shakes out. And in the meantime, there are these new independent expenditure groups, including Karl Rove's American Crossroads, where I can give my money in the meantime, and I can make sure it's having an impact and not getting wasted on someone who's going to lose.
Could some of these Bush donors be waiting, perhaps, for another Texas governor named Rick Perry to enter the race?
It's very possible, and there are different opinions on that. Some of the donors that I spoke to from the Ranger and Pioneer world told me that there was actually not that much overlap between Rick Perry's supporters and George Bush's supporters. And, of course, the two men had a rivalry that went back kind of years and years in Texas politics. On the other hand, Texas is a big place, but it isn't that big. And it's very possible that some of these guys will cast their checks and their lots with Rick Perry in the coming months if Rick Perry enters the race.
That leads us up to number two, the way the markets are reacting to the debt deal. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer.
Or,
my flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class.
Or our favorite,
I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist.
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client please while supplies last.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
Sort of business and money talk at number two this week. The countdown focuses on the stock market. From MSNBC, Dylan Radigan here with former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell about the way the stock market has been reacting to the debt deal.
How much pain do the markets have to bring down upon this government before they get it?
Probably no level of pain can do it before the 2012 election. It's pitiful when you hear from the Republican leadership that they're not going to put anybody on this super committee that participated in the Gang of Six or was on the Simpson-Bowles Commission, the only group that's really tried to roll up their sleeves and have, you know, real discussions about what we need to get the nation's financial picture and economy under control. When you hear that, you know that the next 16 months are going to be wasted. Wasted, and I'm not sure we can afford to waste those next 16
months.
But
let me ask you a question, though. So let's presume by political analysis and history and information, you're more or less correct. Let me introduce a new variable, however. The stock market was down 500 points today. The bond absolutely was a safe haven. I mean, the movement and the decline in the bond, the 10-year bond, to 2.5%, because everybody was getting out of commodities, getting out of stocks, getting out of anything that was perceived to have any risk because they're concerned about the forward prosperity of this country and the West. I get a few more days like this, which I'm not predicting. For all I know, it'll snap back tomorrow for a little bit. Wouldn't surprise me if it did. But if you start to get a financial market that is leaning on the economy, people's 401ks, and the political environment remotely the way it did in 2008, how is it possible for either Democrats or Republicans to sit there arguing, you know, we won't play or we want to go on a bus tour?
Well, the problem, Dylan, is that there's no certainty among politicians, even the good ones, even the Tom Coburns and the Mark Warners. There's no certainty in the market's message. In other words, let's assume for a second, as a sports writer in Philadelphia has a column called If I Were King of the World, and he says what he'd change in the sports world. Let's make me King of the World for a second. And I would basically make the Gang of Six the Senate representation on this committee. And let's assume the Gang of Six did its work, and we put together some long-term entitlement reform that saves significant money on entitlements and does, yes, even cut some benefits. And we put together a revenue package that makes sense, that is consistent with the data and the fact-finding from the last 20, 30, 40 years. We know what works and doesn't work when it comes to producing revenue. Let's assume we did all of that. Can you guarantee us that the market's going to turn around and do well?
You know what I can do is, I don't know about doing all that, but I can tell you, if whatever you do drives an increase in employment, an increase in investment in America, and an increase in production in this country, I can guarantee you the stock market will go up. But so whether your policy initiative does that or not is a matter for debate, or mine or anybody else's. But I guarantee you, if we are working together to create investment in this country using the tax code, using trade policy, using a bank reform and bank policy that drives that level of investment that then actually results in hiring, prosperity, and job creation, then I can assure you that the stock market and 401ks, yes, will go up.
Talk host Michelle Tafoya with CBS Market Watch's Rex Nutting about the market losses this week. And the focus is on whether he thinks we're heading into another recession. Oh, wouldn't that be pleasant?
Is this a sign that we're in another recession?
Well, the market's certainly acting like the economy is slowing sharply, maybe into a recession, not just in the United States, but also in Europe. European stocks also sold off sharply this morning.
And what's going on in Europe that has them a little nervous?
Well, of course, the whole debt problem has now gone from Greece to Italy and Spain, which are much bigger economies, much bigger part of the the euro, and it would be very complicated to bail out Italy at this point. In fact, probably impossible. So the banks, they are really trying to adjust and trying to figure out, you know, how much exposure they have to the Italian economy and to Italian debt, which is a lot.
So, you know, you often hear this talking point from politicians, Rex, that the United States is going to fall in the footsteps of Greece and Portugal and Spain, et cetera. How accurate is that?
Well, it's probably not very similar situations. The main problem with Italy, Greece, and Portugal is that they can't print euros. They have to pay back debt in a currency that they don't have control of. United States is in a different situation. We print our own dollars. We can always pay back our debt. You know, it might be worth a little bit less than what the creditor thought, but, you know, we can still pay it back. They just don't have that flexibility in Europe.
So the markets today responding to that, to global worries. Anything else mixed in there? I'm sure there are some things, but anything major mixed into the fears on Wall Street?
Well, when you have this kind of bloodbath, everything is in the red. Even gold fell today. So the only thing that was really being bought today was the very safest assets. And it might surprise some people to know that the very safest assets are U.S. Treasuries and the U.S. dollar.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, everything is just so much worse. We stink, but everybody else is really, really awful.
So we smell bad, but everyone smells worse.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So people were rushing their money into U.S. Treasuries. The yields on two-year notes fell to the record low. And actually, when you consider inflation, people are paying the Treasury to handle its money for a while. That's just incredible, and it shows you that you know how far the fear has gotten, that people are basically paying the Treasury to hold on to their money.
Talk host Charlie Parker here with financial analyst Enzo Pellegrino about the market reaction to the debt deal and what he thinks we can expect in the coming weeks.
Tell me what it means.
You know, ultimately, the market and the economy is struggling to decide, to determine if we're just in a soft patch or we're starting the beginning of a recession. So that's what you're seeing here. You know, the past 7 days, like you said, have been very negative. Previous to that, there was a lot of up days before that. So ultimately, we're right at the starting point for the year virtually, and we're at very, very critical point.
And so talk about how the U.S.'s economic worries are affecting the global market and why that's a big concern for us.
You know, the economic worries impact the global market because we are one of the largest purchasers. We're the biggest consumer in that global marketplace. So if we slow down, you know, we're already seeing, for example, like the Latin American countries, like the Brazil exchange is down roughly 20% for the year. We have Europe that is having major problems. China, the government is putting regulations in place to slow the growth of their economy. So this is just one domino in the whole line, and we kind of started this impact. And again, it's now looking to be the probability of recession versus slow growth is now becoming very material.
And another domino we're going to be looking at will come up when we get the July jobs report. This debt deal that was signed, that's not going to fix the job market.
No, definitely not going to fix the job market. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Washington at the center of more problems to come. And September 30th, no one has really brought this up. But at the end of September, that's the fiscal year budget has to get renewed. So we expect another round of harsh debate around the end of September. So that's not something positive to look forward to.
That leaves number one. We're going to talk about the budget and the debt deal next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We'll finish off our review, getting to number one on the countdown, the budget deal. John King from CNN here with Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky about what happens next now that the debt deal has passed.
So, Senator McConnell, as the president prepared to sign this deal, he issued a statement in the Rose Garden. I know you agree with the first part. Let's listen and then talk about the second part.
This is, however, just the first step. This compromise requires that both parties work together on a larger plan to cut the deficit, which is important for the long-term health of our economy. And since you can't close the deficit with just spending cuts, we'll need a balanced approach where everything's on the table.
By everything on the table, Leader McConnell, you know the president means taxes. When we get to this super committee and the next step in deficit reduction, are you open? Will you appoint Republican senators to that committee who are open to raising taxes?
Well, we're certainly open to tax reform. Both the president and ourselves agree that, for example, the corporate tax rate being the highest in the world is got to change. We've got to bring it down if we're going to be competitive. We ought to look at the entire tax code. So I think that there's no question that the joint committee, a very powerful committee that's been granted authority to come back to Congress with a piece of legislation before Thanksgiving to be voted on without amendment before Christmas, will have the authority to look at both tax reform and entitlement reform. We expect them to do that. And this is a very, very significant effort. This is not a commission. There are no outsiders on it. This is a joint committee of Congress with real teeth.
And if they get hung up on the broad question of tax reform and they can't figure that out in this committee and the deadline is approaching, and the Democrats say, well, then let's just extend the Bush tax cuts for the middle class, but let them lapse. So increase taxes on those above $250,000, a position the president has taken before. Are you okay with that?
Well, you're asking me to prejudge what the committee might do in November. Obviously, I wouldn't be okay with that. But we want to wait and see what they come back with. We've set up this extraordinarily powerful committee because the way we've been doing things is what's led to a $14 trillion debt and over $50 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We need to do something different in order to get an outcome on this extremely important subject of deficit and debt.
Host Tom Rotin with Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio about the reasons he supported the debt deal this week.
I think a lot of Americans are disappointed in the fact that, quite honestly, sir, that the Republicans did not control the game the way that they felt that they could. You have a majority in Congress. You had presented a plan that I think a lot of people were happy with and to cut cap and balance. Why did leadership go back to the table and capitulate once again to Obama's demands?
Well, first of all, Tom, we don't control a majority in Congress. We only control a majority in the House of Representatives. Remember, we have a divided system of government. We in the House are only one half of one third of the decision-making process. You still have to be able to get something through the Senate, and you have to be able to get cooperation from the president. And both the president and Harry Reid both indicated in their actions that they were not serious about spending cuts. As you recall, we sent over cut, cap, and balance, which over 66% of Americans supported. We were pleased with that piece of legislation and thought it was the right way to move forward. But the president kept insisting on increasing taxes on the backs of American businesses and job creators, and there's just no way that we were going to do that. So, you know, at the end of the day, Tom, we're not happy. I'm not happy with the solution that we got either, and I understand the frustration of the American people. Until we get a president and a Senate that's serious about getting our fiscal house in order, that's the reality of the situation that we've got to deal with.
But sir, because you do have the majority in the House, you were able to control what the end game was going to be. And you could have set back, and when I say you, I'm talking about the leadership, I'm talking about Speaker Boehner, could have said, no, we've presented cut, cap, and balance, take it or leave it. And if you don't want to leave it, then let it be on the president and Harry Reid. Let it be on the Democrats to do whatever catastrophe that's going to supposedly happen. If seniors don't get their Social Security checks, let it be on the president, not on the Republicans. Let those things happen.
Battle over the budget and the debt deal. That's the most talked about topic this week on talk radio. Recapping Major League Baseball and A-Rod's poker problem, number 10. D.B. Cooper case, number 9. Jerry Lewis out at the MDA Labor Day telethon. That's number 8. Number 7, situation at the FAA. Number 6, the situation in the Middle East. American troops remaining in Iraq is number 5. The killer heat wave, number 4. 2012 presidential race, number 3. Number 2 is the stock market reaction to the debt deal. And the battle over the budget and the debt deal, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.